Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR and WBUR.org. I'm Sharon Brody. A snowstorm is on its way to the Boston area. The National Weather Service has posted a winter storm warning as of noon today. We should begin to feel the effects of the storm this afternoon. The snowfall should continue overnight into early tomorrow morning. WBUR meteorologist Mark Rosenthal is monitoring the situation and joins us now. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. Well, what is tricky about predicting this particular storm?
Well, it looks like on each model run, the storm becomes more intense and a little bit closer to the coast. So we have to up the snow amounts now.
So what are we talking about in terms of snow amounts?
Well, it looks like Boston out to 128, 495. I'm now thinking something in the range of 5 to 10 inches of snow before all said and done as the storm leaves very early tomorrow morning. Don't just focus on the 10. That's why we always give a range, 5 to perhaps as much as 10 inches of snow should fall in the greater Boston area.
Oh, so when do you expect the most snow to fall?
I think the worst of the storm is going to be overnight. So say from about 8 o'clock tonight till about 4 o'clock in the morning, it's going to snow at a pretty good clip, and the winds are going to pick up from the northeast at about 15 to 35 miles an hour, and it's going to look like winter around these parts.
Can you tell us about that rain snow line? Where do you think that might fall?
That's a little bit tricky. We think the rain snow line may come up as far north as perhaps Plymouth for a while, but then as the storm moves further to the east, the cold air is going to be drawn back in, and any rain or mixed precipitation in southeastern Massachusetts should change back to snow.
Now, no measurable snow has fallen in Boston since January 21st, and that kind of seems like a longer stretch of bare ground than we usually have, or is it?
It is. Normally, we get some snow in December. It's been a while. We had a little snow in November, but most of that was north and west of the coastal plain. Many of the suburbs, 128, had 1 to 3 inches back in November. But for downtown Boston, this is going to be the first measurable snowfall in a long time.
On Plum Island, work is underway to try to bolster some homes at risk of ruin because of severe beach erosion. So in terms of this approaching storm, what do you think about coastal flooding?
Well, I don't think the winds are going to be that strong. It's certainly not nearly as strong as the last nor'easter where winds were gusting between 50 and 70 miles an hour. I think winds in this storm will be from the northeast at 15 to 35 miles per hour.
And I guess we're a little out of practice at dealing with snow, but hopefully we can all deal with it.
We've seen it all before. We've just been spoiled. Last year was an anomaly. Logan Airport only got about 9.1 inches. Now, the record minimum was 8.9, so we just missed smashing that.
Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure, thank you.
WBUR meteorologist Mark Rosenthal will be tracking the storm for us this weekend, and we'll have periodic updates. This is 90.9 WBUR.